everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Women Well-Rounded Radio. I want to do my first Black History segment of the month. Like I said in my past podcast episode, I wanted to do a little known or unknown Black History fact through the month of February into March. So today's first fact is about the narrative of Frederick Douglass as a slave. This is a book about his encounters with several slave owners, how he taught himself to read and write, and what he did to really survive in those days. So this is a really book about heroism. This book is about encouragement. It really is a book about his determination to educate himself. So in the book, he explains about the different slave masters that he was sold to and what he also witnessed as a slave with other slave owners and what other people had to go through during that time. And it's really an encouraging story for anybody who doesn't know their Black history. I encourage anybody to, and everyone really, if you haven't done so, to read, because that's the only way you're going to find out. Read books that were actually written by actual slaves who witnessed and experienced these events to really find out an in-depth knowledge on what slavery really was in America, in the South, and what struggles African-American people really had to go through. And it's an important part of history in America that needs to be paid homage. I believe that it should be talked about more. It should be introduced more in the schools. I don't think we should just focus on Martin Luther King and, you know, the civil rights leaders and just say, well, that was Black history, because Black history was beyond that. So it was several hundred years beyond that. And I think that the more you know, the better you can come to your own conclusion of what makes sense to you. So I think a lot of younger people in the generation really don't have an understanding of what slavery was, what Black people actually went through to fight so we could be free on the streets today, versus what it was like as a slave or even during the civil rights movement. So that's a very important piece of information that you should want to know. You should be knowledgeable about your history. If you're an African-American boy or girl, woman or man, you should know your history very well. And I think for other races, Caucasian, I think for the Spanish, or, you know, even Asian, Chinese, Native American, even because the Native Americans did a lot of mixing with African Americans. And so a lot of African American people are actually mixed with Native American blood. So that's a part of history that we don't always talk about, but it's truth. It's there. It's factual. So it actually did occur. So there are a lot of people who are not just 100% Black or African American. African Americans are a very mixed, diverse group of people who are, you know, mixed with a lot of other cultures as well. So I just wanted to briefly talk about the narrative of Frederick Douglass. And I encourage you, when you do read the book, whether it's online or paperback, to take time to understand what you're either listening to or what you're reading, because it's a very powerful book. And it's not for someone who just wants to read something and get through it. This is something you really have to pay attention to. There's so much detail. There's so much, you know, the book is graphic. When it comes to his description of how the slaves were treated, those are things that you cannot undo. That's something you cannot say is a lie, and you can't question that, because he was a slave indeed. And he taught himself how to read and write. And it just explains how his last master, he would really just sneak and try to learn his alphabet. One of the parts in the book explains about how his mistress, which was the master's wife, was trying to teach him his ABCs, and she seemed very kind until the master basically encouraged her to be more strict with the slaves that they had, and then she became, as he describes in the book, as a cold soul. And so she was nice at first, and then being a slave master turned her, you know, as cold as ice, as most of the masters were in the South. So if we want to know about slavery from the horse's mouth, per se, it would be to pick up a book written by a slave, accounts of, you know, Frederick Douglass, W.E.B. Du Bois, certain things like Uncle Tom's Cabin. There are a lot of things that, you know, we could actually find out there that we can have as our, you know, go-to points of information for Black history. So I just wanted to give you guys a quick fact about that book. If you don't have it, if you don't know it, if you don't know anything about it, go get it. I encourage you, because it's a very descriptive book, and you can learn a lot about Black history and the struggle that Blacks went through. So I have some more facts coming up this week, guys. You are listening to Woman Well-Rounded Radio.